with Nairi and Fiona and Greg. Let's start with your beer, Greg.
Well, let's go over, you know, what we were doing.
Well, okay. Yeah. So this is a recap of our signature events at Grand River
Flagship.
Cross. Signature. No, it's not. Flagship is a different signature event.
All right. Signature.
Signature event. Deadlifts and desserts.
2023.
It is the first full deadlifts and desserts since the pandemic.
I bet you since 2018. Anyway.
No, we would always do it. I think definitely since the pandemic, but last year we did a 50th birthday because you turned 50, Cheryl turned 50.
I was a year short,
You turned 50, Tony turned, like, there's a whole bunch of 50s.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
But doesn't count. Deadlifts and desserts, back, always in June, always delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, my beer.
Your beer.
Kind of our beer that everybody's drinking because we got these imported from the UK by...
courtesy of Fiona's brother.
Fiona's brother. Can't get them in Canada. It's Iron Maiden beer. Okay, Trooper, Fear of the Dark. And this is some good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Talking, it's a stout. This is good. It's
4.5%.
Yeah, it's not heavy as stout. It's actually a light stout, but this is good beer. I mean... I don't know why you can't get it in Canada. It's kind of stupid.
I know.
But, you know, but yeah, if you can find this somewhere, which you can't. Okay,
you gotta know somebody.
You gotta know somebody that brings this shit over on a plane.
Yeah.
You know, can only bring a 6-pack and we got 4.
Yeah.
So like, haha on you. So you probably won't be able to get this one anywhere, but life's rough. Get a helmet.
You can just imagine what it tastes like.
That's right. Yeah. It's black.
It's better than Guinness.
It's better. Yes, it is better than Guinness. Yeah, it's better than Guinness big time.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a sip right now.
That says a lot.
Actually. Greg is going to enjoy it. And the label is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got Eddie on it and a top hat and a nice lantern. He looks like he's running right off the label. Like it's cool. It's a wicked cool.
Okay.
It's good.
The song's good too.
Yes, that's right.
We are at the Siggy Nutrition Kitchen where those delicious chocolate chip cookies were baked. I didn't take any of those home.
Nope.
No leftovers.
No, I don't think.
Wasn't much.
No, there wasn't. I mean, I brought some of everybody else's.
Oh, yeah. I always say in the sort of like the invites that we're having is bring a dessert. Bring Tupperware because you are taking stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. There was some pretty cool stuff there. Like I gotta say, Glennis had the butter tarts.
You know, a problem.
I had one today already again.
Cheryl's Ukrainian.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what it is, but it
looked weird.
So good.
But it was weirdly good. Like it had sour cream in it, and I thought, oh, I don't know, but
it tasted like a Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, almost like it was weird. Like
that was kind of hazel nutty, chocolatey.
Peanut, like,
oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know, but that was crazy good.
There was some really good stuff. Like, that is the best dessert buffet ever.
Yeah.
Like, I need to get another table because there's so much.
Well, that's it. I'll have to have another table next year because, I mean, friggin' like Jima and Tony, great monster cakes.
Carrot cakes, two varieties of carrot cake.
Tony had a bundt cake, carrot cakes. Like they were good.
That's awesome. I think I got some of that.
I got some.
Char
of that
brought
shit.
Those.
Oh, the almond,
kind of
the almond
style of almond cake or cookie.
Almond
like,
cake and
really
stuff.
Good.
Yeah, really good.
I did grab those. I never had any because it when you're not used to eating that much sugar and you have something and you're like, oh, okay, it's not sitting well because you're not used to it, you know, but.
But
for those who don't understand how deadlifts and desserts work, we do the workout first.
Yes.
And then we have the desserts.
And beer.
And beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. Like, I mean, I was kind of like, oh, I had three different plans. And then like as the numbers changed, and then it was just, but you know what? It worked out.
Yeah, it worked out good.
20
new warm up. New warm
good warm up. That was fun. That was so we like to do something, a fun warm up. And then we get into a fun workout, nothing serious. Like everybody, we had a new person, like a brand, like
yeah. He just finished his on ramp on Thursday.
Wednesday, and then he came to deadlifts and desserts. Like, welcome to the gym family.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So actually, we had a lot of newbies. Matt's first time. He baked. He even put protein powder in his.
Above and beyond. He tried to make it a little healthy, and they were good.
Yeah, there wasn't a bad dessert in bunch.
There's no junk, that's for sure.
Yeah. Nope. So much good stuff. I know.
And we had some great interviews.
We got a bunch of awesome people. And of course the real challenging question was, cake and ice cream or brownies and ice cream.
So you got to listen to the rest of the podcast to find out what the consensus was.
Mm-hmm. And
my answer is definitely brownies and ice cream. Like,
yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Brownies and ice cream.
Thing. Yep.
Just the density of the brownie.
Oh, yeah. And in the microwave, you got to heat that brownie up. Put the ice cream on it, let it melt, and oh my god!
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Still on the sugar high.
Yeah,
from
that's
yesterday.
Right. It's like, oh yeah, Jesus.
You know, it's a lot of fun. Like, I'm not one of these nutritionists who's like, oh, you should never eat dessert and stuff. I'm like, you know what? It's just
piss
off. Fun. Life's too short. Eat the cake.
Yeah, really.
Enjoy life.
You know what? And the people that say that say, oh, you shouldn't do that, they're the ones behind the scenes that are eating that shit anyway. So, like, ha-ha on you.
They just don't
you
want know? People
that's
to
right.
know.
That's right. You know, everybody does it. Like, come on. Just
I'm amazed. Throw. Like, I don't think anybody took home even a fraction of what they brought.
What they brought.
Like,
no,
they just
for
brought
sure.
so much stuff
everybody.
Home. And
oh, I love Blossom. Like, Blossom filled that sucker up, like her tub, like just burr, right to the top.
She's
there.
A pro.
She's a pro. She knows how to pack that sucker. Like she had them in there, like all straight rows and everything like this.
Like there was not a spot missing.
And yeah.
Like, she's,
and yeah, everybody thinks I'm anal, like freaking like OCD about that, but she had her stacked in there.
It was
perfect. I was like,
yeah,
hey,
everybody
you got that jammed right in that tub.
Oh yeah.
So yeah
it was delicious. There's some great interviews from some amazing members. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Deadlifts and desserts, the signature event at Grand River CrossFit.
So wait until next year because, there'll probably be some wicked-ass desserts next year, too, again.
There's always wicked-ass desserts. Yeah. Wicked-ass desserts. I'm glad we only do it once a year.
Oh, geez, could you imagine? Well, yeah, but if we do Christmas time, what we were talking about for Christmas, maybe
Christmas cookie exchange.
Christmas cookie exchange.
Ooh. But there'll be a workout first.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, we'll work out first.
And then we'll see.
And you got to wear your ugly sweater.
There you go. That's
ugly
the plan.
Christmas sweater. Christmas cookies, boom. Mm-hmm. There it is.
There you go. Everybody's Christmas baking done. One done. Shot. Yep. And you get a workout.
And you get a workout. That's
awesome.
Right. Maybe a beer.
There you go. So there you go. That is Deadlifts and Desserts 2023. Enjoy. And we'll see you next time.
Gladys, you want me on my podcast?
Sure, I want to be in your podcast.
How fast did you row tonight?
Oh, I did 14. Can I swear?
Yeah, you can swear.
Okay. The fastest 14 fucking calories I've ever done in my life.
Was it fun?
No.
The real question, cake and ice cream or brownies and ice cream?
Oh, brownies and ice cream, 100% with chocolate sauce.
Oh, brownies and ice cream.
Slightly warm.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because cake and ice cream gets soggy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you need that little firm brownie that's squishy.
Thank you very much. That was the real question tonight.
Okay, big question. Cake and ice cream or brownies and ice cream?
Brownies and ice cream.
Brownies and ice cream. All right, so what was the hardest part of that workout?
Working out right before that.
Yeah, that was probably... See, I tried not to give anything away yesterday.
Yeah,
I said,
When I even asked, should we? Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. Really?
Well, you were fine, right? It wasn't bad.
A carton at half short, but...
All right, so last week our podcast was about workout anxiety. Have you had any of that?
Yes, of course. I would say like everybody probably has.
No? I don't, but...
Yeah, I'm not really into those wall walks, being
wall
upside
walks?
Down. Yeah, that's a little
wall walks.
Anxiety.
But they're good, but see, you got through them.
Yeah.
Right, so that's the big thing. If you can push yourself through it.
That's true.
If you can do that.
Yep, I did do
what
them.
What else can you do? Double unders?
Maybe only a couple today.
But crossovers were...
Crossovers
were
it.
Awesome. Yep. So that's good. And now you're walking around as a shooter girl.
Yes.
Right?
And
awesome.
I take tips.
I got nothing. Yeah. Okay. So first question. This is for Ryan.
All right.
Big Ryan Z here.
Yeah.
Okay. First question is, cake and ice cream or brownies and ice cream?
Brownies and ice cream.
Oh, you're the man. See, he's
absolutely.
The man. See? Awesome. Good. Okay. So you've been working out here now for how long?
Since February.
February, awesome. So yeah, we're almost into that 5 months.
Yeah.
Good.
It's going great.
How are you liking it?
Feel better than I ever have.
Awesome. Good. How was this workout?
Good.
Good.
Well, it was a workout, but I worked good in competition.
Got a little bit of
that gets me going. Yeah.
Well, you guys went through the deck once in a bit, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, we did 45.
Nice.
Whatever
nice.
If that's
yeah,
good or not.
Yeah,
that's
so
what
that's
we did.
Pretty good. So most of the teams I don't think got through the full deck. So,
yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah, I had a strong team.
So that's awesome. So last week we had on the podcast workout anxiety.
Yeah.
People coming in with being anxious about the workout and stuff like
yeah.
that. Does that affect
affect you at all?
No.
No?
You don't? No, you just come, you work out at your pace.
Yeah. 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 So do you even look at the workout before you get here? Or?
No.
No.
See? You come, you have faith that you can do it.
Awesome. There you go. That's awesome.
And most of the time you can do it.
That's
and
right.
If you don't,
we're gonna
sometimes
scale it,
you
right?
got to step back, but other times you got to push through. You got to kind of listen to your body.
That's awesome. Awesome. See, that's what we want to hear. Awesome job. You're doing great. Like, I can't
believe it.
Good. I mean, you're sticking with it, so that's a big thing. You know, getting through those first 3 months are the hardest.
Yeah.
Right? And then it starts to
It's just finding the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm coaching. We got jobs on the go, but...
Yep. Hey. Awesome. Doing great. Awesome job.
So, I would like to discuss with you guys kind of like part two of what we discussed on our latest podcast about anxiety with workouts.
No anxiety tonight whatsoever.
No. No anxiety?
No anxiety tonight. No.
Why is that? Why?
Because this is just fun. And look at me eating a shooter with a fork.
You do know that's 5 burpees.
Hey, we've never had these before at our party.
They are delicious.
I know, Yolanda rocks. Yolanda, these are a hit. Yeah.
She told me it's a tongue exercise, though.
Yeah. No, I'm... Okay, I'm sorry, though. I used a fork. Another one?
Oh, I get anxiety over tongue exercises.
I don't even
want to
know what that means.
Okay.
I don't know. I've just had one of these shooters. I don't want to know what it means either.
Okay. Do you have anxiety with certain workouts? Like, say, example, tonight?
Like this? With you as a partner? How could I have any anxiety? And knowing that there's sugar and alcohol to come?
No.
Your podcast, you let me survive my Monday morning supervision because I listened to it while I'm...
Now you get to hear yourself on it, so that's good. Is there any type of movements or workouts that we do that give you anxiety?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
In my pants.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I actually kind of agree with that. Jump rope ones kind of do.
Oh.
Yeah.
I actually don't get workout anxiety anymore, and I used to really bad, and now I'm just like, meh, whatever. I know what I can do, and I know what I can't do. But, like, I think for... doing it for years, but coming to the gym, it used to be really bad. But now, like, if we do wall walks, that would give me anxiety, but then I just won't do them.
Yeah.
Done.
It's not worth it. Right. If it's gonna bother you.
Yeah. And then everything else, if I'm scared, I just pretend it's all good.
The CrossFit Games workouts though were I felt anxious about.
Well, and I know we did another partner workout here where we had to, like, do step-ups onto a box holding a 50-pound kettlebell. That kind of gave me some anxiety. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the fact that we are comfortable with everybody here makes us far less anxious. If I were to walk into another CrossFit gym where I didn't know anybody, I would be scared. But not here. What we're capable of, and we don't care what everybody else does. So
what I do really like is seeing all the new people that have, you know, kind of sucked it up for, like, a, you know, I don't know, there's not another word coming to mind, but they're willing to try something new and come to the gym with people they don't necessarily know, because if they're morning people or and they don't see all of us here,
welcoming too. I think the people get the impression pretty fast that this isn't a competitive environment where they need to be worried that we'll accept anybody, and it's like they accept our little quirks too.
And I think most of us are just here to be healthy and keep moving and taking care of ourselves. It's not about going to the games.
Like your workout vocabulary.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, so you finished your on-ramp yesterday, and Wednesday, and you came to your first group workout today.
Yeah.
How was it?
Well, it was kind of torture. I mean, I did squats Tuesday and Wednesday, so my legs were still burning. And then one of my teammates pulled 3 red aces in a row, and that hurt.
Not going to mention any names.
No, nameless. It shall remain nameless. And then I did, you know, 27 calories in a row on the rower, and then 30 push-ups. So
good time.
Good for you. That's huge.
What do you think of our little deadlifts and desserts festivities?
Desserts are a good part.
Yeah. Yeah, so those 27 calories that you burned, those 27 calories are gone.
Oh, they're back. They're back. I mean, the pecan bars were really good, by the way.
Very awesome. Good. Thanks.
Thank you. I'll get this one. The question of the night, cake and ice cream or brownies and ice cream?
Brownies and ice cream.
There we go.
All the way. Brownies and ice cream from Coach Teresa. Yeah. It's mushy otherwise.
Mushy? You're right. You can't have brownies and ice cream. I agree with that. Yep. And we have a lot of selection over here. I can have any of that, actually.
Oh, my God. It is so good. Best dessert buffet ever.
Yep. I think I'm going to take a lot of leftovers.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, the butter tarts. Ooh. The butter tarts were amazing. Yeah. Good job on those.
Glennis. Those are Glennis's.
Appreciated that.
Yum.